The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 15th of October, 2008. It's the birthday of Italo Calvino, born in Santiago de Las Vegas, Cuba, in 1923, an Italian who wanted to do for Italy what the Brothers Grimm had done for Germany. And so he published Italian Folk Tales in 1956, and after that wrote novels influenced by the folk tales, full of magic and allegory, like Baron in the Trees and If on a Winter's Night a Traveler. It's the birthday of P.G. Wodehouse, born in Guildford, England, in 1881, best known for his books about Bertie and Jeeves the butler, who was always saving Bertie Wooster from all kinds of absurd situations. It's the birthday of Mario Puzo, born in New York City, 1920, son of Italian immigrants. Wrote two novels, sold almost no copies. He was deeply in debt. One Christmas Eve, had a terrible gallbladder attack, was in so much pain, he fell down into the gutter. And as he was lying there, he said to himself, "Here I am, a published writer. I'm dying like a dog," and vowed that if he got better, he would devote the rest of his life to becoming rich and famous. And his very next book, it came out in 1969, was The Godfather, a huge success. Mario Puzo, who said a lawyer with a briefcase can steal more than 1,000 men with guns. It's the birthday of Friedrich Nietzsche, born in Prussia in 1844, author of Thus Spake Zarathustra, famous for saying God is dead, though what Nietzsche said was, God is dead and we have killed him. And it's the birthday of Publius Virgilius Maro, the poet Virgil, born near Mantua, Italy, in the year 70 B.C. The government asked him to write a poem about farming to encourage Romans to go back to the countryside who'd moved to Rome. He did. He wrote the Georgics and earned enough from it that he was able to spend the rest of his life working on his epic, The Aeneid. Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth, entitled The Cows at Night. The moon was like a full cup tonight, too heavy, and sank in the mist soon after dark, leaving for light faint stars and the silver leaves of milkweed beside the road gleaming before my car. Yet I like driving at night in summer and in Vermont, the brown road through the mist of mountain dark, among farms so quiet, and the roadside willows opening out, where I saw the cows, always a shock to remember them there, those great breathings close in the dark. I stopped and took my flashlight to the pasture fence. They turned to me where they lay, sad and beautiful faces in the dark, and I counted them, 40, near and far, in the pasture, turning to me, sad and beautiful, like girls very long ago who were innocent and sad because they were innocent, and beautiful because they were sad. I switched off my light, but I did not want to go, not yet, nor knew what to do if I should stay, for how in that great darkness could I explain anything, anything at all. I stood by the fence, and then, very gently, it began to rain. A poem by Hayden Carruth, The Cows at Night, from Toward the Distant Islands, New and Selected Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.